This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. We are continuing a series of conversations that we had starting at the Gov 2.0 conference, talking about people inside government with some new ideas, doing business unusual. And I am joined by Alec Ross, who is the Senior Advisor for Innovation. First big question's got to be, what does that card mean? What does that title mean?
What that means is that our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is trying to figure out ways in which we can modernize our diplomacy. So I am here to figure out how we can use technology-fueled innovation to help our diplomats better execute against our foreign policy goals.
Okay, well, one of the ideas that Secretary Clinton's been talking about, or the phrase, is 21st century statecraft. Explain that briefly for us.
Sure. So if you think about some of the characteristics of the 21st century, two defining features of this moment or time are, number one, wildly changing demographics. So there's a youth bulge, there's a changing role of women around the globe, and diaspora networks are becoming increasingly powerful. That's big change number one. There's a second big change having to do with technology, where connection technologies, tools that connect people to information and to each other, are becoming increasingly ubiquitous and increasingly powerful. There's been a 500% increase in the number of people who are using the internet and who are using mobile phones just during the 21st century. So given these two significantly disruptive changes in the world, how can we harness these changes in service of our foreign policy goals? That's 21st century statecraft.
So what have you learned, for example, about the mobile space? How does the State Department or the United States government, how do we further our diplomatic interests by supporting, say, mobile proliferation in developing nations?
So this is fascinating. So when Hillary Clinton first became Secretary of State, there were about 4 billion mobile phones on planet Earth. Today, less than 2 years later, there are about 5 billion. So literally an almost 20% increase in 2 years, and 75% of those new mobile phones are in the developing world. So the question now is this: how can this new layer of what you could almost call personal infrastructure, how can that be used for doing more than making phone calls? How can we get better market information to small business owners? How can we get better technical assistance to subsistence-level farmers? These are the challenges that we're trying to address.
So it's not just about USAID going in with bags of rice or a check for bags of rice. You're trying to create infrastructure tools for people to what?
So figure out where that rice is needed. So rather than a helicopter dumping off, you know, huge sacks of rice, figuring out using the information awareness that can come from real-time reporting with mobile phones, hey, we need 6 bags over here, we need 12 bags over there, we have a surplus over there. So figuring out how we can do smarter development using these tools.
Which we've seen now after Haiti, as well as the floods in Pakistan.
You know, it's absolutely remarkable. If you look at Haiti, for example, we set up a program in partnership with for-profit, non-profit organizations and the Coast Guard in Southern Command to set up a program 4636. And what we basically did is we set up an aid coordination and emergency response system that was text message based that more than 30,000 people in Haiti used to do everything to report from people being trapped in rubble to share information about where there were food shortages or fuel shortages. And so what was fascinating was to see this very quickly built, extremely efficient and effective system get built in the matter of days, which helped tens of thousands of Haitians for little to no money.
So how do you tackle something like gender-based violence in the Congo?
So, you know, one example is access to judicial systems. Right now, just by way of illustration, all of the courts in the Congo, by and large, are in Kinshasa, which is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles removed from where most of the sexual violence takes place in the East Congo. And women who have been sexually assaulted are literally not going to court. You know, there is no access to justice there. So one example of something we're developing right now is figuring out if we can create almost mobile courtrooms where women who can't travel for days or weeks to get to a courtroom, and because of that, rapists are getting away with sexual violence, We're trying to figure out if there are ways where we can create almost electronic courtrooms and mobile access to justice. You know, we've got to figure out where bad actors like drug cartels, like Hezbollah, like Al-Shabaab or others, look, all of those folks are figuring out how to use these tools. And they're using it to their great benefit. And so what we need to do is not just keep up, but get ahead of them. So if Hezbollah is figuring out how to do radicalization by modifying video games in which young Lebanese boys can kill Israeli soldiers on the screen, or if Mexican drug cartels are coordinating using SMS, then we have to not only be their equal, but be their better in terms of how we're using technology to get a step ahead.
All right, Alec Ross at the State Department, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.